So I took a little break from the Beis Medrash. Thank God it's great to be there, but I'm sitting at a table behind very, very rugged plastic and with a face mask on, so I wanted to get outside a little bit. You may hear some birds chirping. Talk a little bit about an interesting nickname for Yerushalayim that most people are not really aware of. We know of so many of the nicknames, Ariel and Sion, Yerushalayim, and Migdal David or Ir David, and it's only used once in Tanakh. It's used by Shmuel when he's instructing Shaul to return home, and he tells him he's going to meet some people at a place called Tzel Tzach. If you look at it, it's in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, Tzel Tzach. Rashi says this refers to Yerushalayim. Why is Yerushalayim referred to as Tzel Tzach? So Rashi says the word Tzel Tzach is a conjugation of two words, tzel, shade, coverage, tzach, clear, white, clarity. It's the place in which we are in the tzel of Hashem, who is referred to as tzach. Where is Hashem referred to as tzach? Only once in Tanakh, Shir HaShirim. The woman goes looking for her male. Of course, Am Yisrael is looking for Hashem. The woman meets the daughters of Yerushalayim. The daughters of Yerushalayim, Benos Yerushalayim, asks the female, Madodech Mido, tell us a little bit about this male that you see. Could be it's also not just tell us why you love him so much, why you're pursuing him so much. And the female responds, Dodit Sach V'yadom Dagul Merivava. My male, my dod, my husband, is white and ruddy. Tzach V'yadom. Tzach is transparent. Because Hashem is referred to as Tzach, by Am Yisrael in the allegory of Shir HaShirim, Yerushalayim, which is the location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is referred to as Tzel Tzach in Shmuel Aleph. What does this mean about Yerushalayim? Okay, so now that we've uncorked it and unpacked it, we know exactly what Tzel Tzach means and why it means. What does this tell us about Yerushalayim? And to a degree, why does Shmuel employ this once appearing of this very strange phrase that doesn't appear anywhere else? Well, tzel means protection. In the day of vengeance or in a day of apocalypse. But in Shir HaShirim it also means intimacy. I want to be in your shade. I want to be in your penumbra. I want to be in your closeness. And Yerushalayim is certainly a place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and closeness is felt most deeply. But it's more than that. It's more than closeness and presence and depth and intensity. It's intimacy, it's comfort, it's familiarity. In the whole story of Shir HaShirim, there's a level of comfort, obviously, that the woman is looking to feel with this male. And you could say that that's part of the drama that drives Shir HaShirim. That on the one hand, we want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and intimate and comfortable and relaxed. On the other hand, Hashem is so different from us, and Hashem is so beyond us. And as much as the woman and the male and Shir HaShirim want to connect, it's just very different. They live in different places, have different frames of references, and it's a metaphor for how different we are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in general, our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was driven by those two opposite poles. But in Yerushalayim, we're allowed to let down our guard a little bit. In Yerushalayim, the balance between Yirah Shamayim and Ahavas Hashem, between the fear and the distance. So, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at the Sneh, it's a total moment of submission in Yirah Shamayim. It's a total moment of, don't get close. And Moshe covers his eyes and take off your shoes. And similarly at Har Sinai, where Moshe Rabbeinu can't see anything of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to be concealed by a rock. In Yerushalayim, it's a little different. Of course, it's Yerushalayim. Of course, it's a Beis HaMikdash. And of course, you can't walk in with your shoes. You can't walk in ways that are disrespectful. And the Kohen Gadol can't even walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh once a year. Certainly, but in Yerushalayim in general, there's a sense of Lifnei Hashem. You're standing in front of Hashem. You're eating your food in front of Hashem. You're sleeping with your family in front of Hashem. Just that you're in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in ways that don't demand Yerushalayim, there are very few halachos in Yerushalayim that you have to live in awe, because you can't keep up on, based on mikdash perhaps, but you eat, you sleep, you can die. There are some takanos about how Yerushalayim must be respected. And That's why Yerushalayim is called Tzel, shade, based on the role of shade in Shir HaShirim, and Tzach, based on, first of all, the word Tzach means clarity, accessibility, visibility, something which is white and clear. And of course, in the context of Shir HaShirim, the word Tzach refers to a love affair between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. And that's why Shmuel uses the word Tzel Tzach when Malchus is about to be launched, because the goal is to create Shalayim as a capital, not just the Beis HaMikdash, but the capital city of the Jewish people. So the word Tzel Tzach means that Yerushalayim gives us the chance to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in an intimate way, which we feel the closeness, the intimacy, the care, the coverage, the shade, and not just the fear and the awe. And so it was in Bereishis, the two trips to Yerushalayim, Avram's trip to Yerushalayim. Of course, he doesn't understand Hashem during the Akedah, and of course, it's a moment of submission. But it's also a moment of intimacy, which he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a comfort level, and certainly Yaakov's visit to Har Moriah, to Yerushalayim, is one of feeling Hashem's protective covering and feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzel Tzach. Now, when we return to Yerushalayim 53 years ago, I think that our return to this Tzel Tzach reintroduced the period of Tzel Tzach, not just the city of Tzel Tzach. And in the last 53 years, we felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's warmth and closeness and intimacy. And in some ways, you can say this was a recovery from a world in which it was harder to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzel Tzach. Someone who lives through the Holocaust, you can have emunah, betachon, but there's a staggering mystery that you just can't solve. And Hashem seems, even to people who kept their faith, Ram Benisa, beyond, transcendent. And now the return to Yerushalayim created a world in which, why Chassidus is so more popular in this world of people that live in Israel, because we really do feel, I'm walking now through the campus of Gush as I speak, because you need to get some air, and you just feel as if you're living in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just when you're in Yerushalayim. So that's a lesser known nickname of Yerushalayim, lesser than Tzion, Ariel, Tzel Tzach.